It's saying it's going to do it using existing resources. And existing resources, in my view, has not been adequate up to now. And certainly in a restructured format, I don't think it would be adequate either. Now, they're talking about employing a lot more. I think there's about 1,500 civilian employees they're going to employ, and that would release more Gardaí to be out of frontline duty, which is welcome. But we need to see more resources put into more patrol cars. We need to see more resources put into making sure that Gardaí are available in local areas. Some of the Garda stations that were closed down, I think, needs to be re-examined and looked at again to see can they be reopened. Certainly, we know that 20% of Garda stations, mainly in rural Ireland, don't even have broadband. There are issues there that need to be addressed, and they can't be addressed unless you put the proper finances in place and you make sure that you can back this up with action. And that's one of the problems that I have with this plan that the Commissioner has rolled out, that it's a plan without any sense of a budget as to what it's going to cost.